ġus, nsemmilkom u nilqakom għal program ieħor f'din is-serje Il-ħrejjef, l-erf u l-maġija. U fil-programm tal-lum se nkomplu nitkellmu mal-psikanalista Dr. Lidia Ukaneva li se tkellimna dwar il-ħrejjef Russi fejn se niddiskutu is-simbolizmu, il-katarsi u il-żagabore u x-xjenza.
I don't know much about Maltese fairy tales, but like in Russia, the fool is the best hero, and when
the much loved hero,
the much loved, yes, the most lucky one.
We have our Jan.
Jan.
Yes.
Okay. We have Ivan. So it's nearly the same name.
Yes.
Jan,
yes.
Ivan, yeah.
And is he a fool in your culture?
He's a fool, yes, but he's the hero and he's the winner.
Okay, he's the winner in
your
culture.
He's the winner, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And is he funny?
He's very funny.
Very funny,
he's very jolly.
He's the winner.
He's the winner because he's not fighting. He's using his wisdom and he's very humanistic. So he is not fighting his weakness. Actually, he's using his weakness to build up his success.
So he's not manipulative?
He's not manipulative because he have this wisdom to be easy. So he's the easiest one. His ego is not very high.
Okay.
So I found that when I'm talking with some in difficult situation people who coming for the counseling or just the friends, so it's always interesting to invite them to see the situation from the position of the fool. What is funny in this situation? How we can use positively? And that is the wisdom of the fairy tale.
Very, very, very interesting. And what can you tell us about symbolism in your fairy tales?
The fairy tales is full of metaphors. Yes, metaphors. Like I found one of our popular fairy tale is about the firebird or the phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
What all after the dead is always resurrected.
Mm-hmm.
So it's in the psychological.
It's also used a lot in poetry.
Yes.
The phoenix symbol.
Yes. Resurrected through the fire. And the fire element represented the process of transformation. We are burning in the fire, in some very strong emotions or catharsis. We are burning our negativeness, our destructiveness, to get new qualities.
The things we don't like in ourselves.
Exactly. So for what? To get new qualities. Without this catharsis of life, this is why some people passing through the dramatic experience, some even traumas. I just want to say, it's a normal process. The message behind of that is very positive, because the process of transformation can be painful. But in the end, if we are not afraid of this process, if we are open towards this process, we are getting new quality and new happiness, new understanding.
In fact, we find lots of fairy tales with this kind of cathartic journey. And then in the end, they have their reward.
Exactly.
So it's incredible. Exactly. And that's so our journey too in life.
And it's actually a healing effect, because like sometimes to get the state of health, to bring it back, we have to go through a quite painful process of self-restoration, self-recognition. One of the biggest issues is self-acknowledgement. We are lacking of this quality of self-acknowledgement. Uh-huh. Because it's not a secret. We are brought up in a way when it's more critical than critics, than the appreciation. Uh-huh. So the adult people coming to me, and sometimes they complain, the critics from their parents or from the some institution, schools, university, is still in their ears. They think, I'm still like I'm 50 or 60 years old man, but I'm still not free from the critical comment of my father in my ears.
That's true.
Yeah. So the fairy tales is a great message positive message about don't worry, you will be a winner. You won't be a failure. The more you are like deepening into your problems, the higher you will achieve the state. If you remember, it's not a fairy tale, but it's a very fascinating story, the Divine Comedy.
Yes, of Dante. La Divina Commedia, yes. By Dante.
If you remember, the hero is going deeper and deeper into the hell, through the nine circles of the hell, going deeper and deeper. And the deepening, the more deepening he is his path, the more he is suffering. But then, when he is reaching the last point, he is becoming to be on the top of the mountain.
Of course.
With the full light. So this is a process of integration, acceptance, absorption, initiation into the new qualities.
Mm-hmm. You were telling me something about your grandmother before we started, something about healing and fairy tales.
Yes. My grandmother, Anisia, she lived all her life in the forest. It was a very small village in the forest in the middle of Russia with a lot of healing herbs, beautiful energy, trees, rivers.
All the things we find in fairy tales.
Exactly. Unfortunately, this place is badly damaged after the Chernobyl's explosion, nuclear explosion. But she was a herbalist and she was a healer, quite famous in this area. And she was healing people through her prayer. And Zagavor, it's a special way how to speak your prayer with a lot of fairy tales elements, like she was using...
Chants?
It's like a chant, yes. Oh. But this chant is not from the paganism tradition, because my grandma was a Christian, and she had a
An
lot
Orthodox
of icons.
Orthodox
yeah. Christian, yes. And she had a lot of icons in her house. But in her prayer, she was using also the elements of the world, like herbs, like the water, together with her healing, with her chanting. And I experienced it on myself when I was a child. You know, when you're running sometime, you're twisting your legs or you're failing and you have an injury in your knees. Uh-huh. And I was always surprised how quickly everything was gone when with a very, very low voice, she started to whispering around your body and put some water, put some herbs, some compresses. So it's, I remember I was always sleeping during that.
It was therapeutic.
It was very therapeutic. Lately, I discovered the parallel between the science and this type of healing. And the science is quite fascinating. In our modern days, more and more quantum scientists, quantum physicists, aware how the world has affected our minds and affected
And there are
all
lots of
processes.
Words in fairy tales, exactly. Aren't there?
Yes. And so... it was an art to speak the fairy tales. It have to be very melodic voice. It have to be a slow way how to speak. Mm-hmm. And the slow melodic voice and the rhythm of this word, particular word, was bringing your mind into the sub-trance conditions where you can be more perceptive, so you are not...
This is why children sleep when you tell them a fairy tale.
Exactly. So they are in synchronicity, in resonance. And like this, we are not resisting the knowledge, so we are absorbing the knowledge easily. It's also, I found a big parallel about, for example, in the Bible, the phrase, the first, in the Genesis, yes, the first phrases, in the beginning was the word, yes, and in the Greek tradition we call it logos, so like in the beginning was the logos, and the logos is the sound, represented the sound, the vibrations behind. I am not a specialist on this area, it's just my understanding, but it's like the sound, the vibrational frequencies are creating the field of different opportunities. So the more this frequency is in synchronicity with our being, with our body being, with our mind being, with our happiness, the more we are creating a strong field of our well-being. Not just being, but well-being. And it's bringing a lot of opportunities. So like I found through the fairy tales, we can reattune our mind. And you know, children sometimes crying until you think, let me tell you some stories. And with a special melodic voice, you are bringing them. And slowly, slowly, yes, they're becoming to be happier, they're laughing.
Serene, it brings.
Yes, yes. Even the pain, you can ask, so what about your knee now? Do you still have a pain? They think, no, it's gone. Mm-hmm. So with the adult mind, it's very similar. It's just much more resistance because we are thinking we know more than children.
And your favorite Russian story when you were young?
You mentioned this hero. It's called Vasilisa.
Yes.
The wise Vasilisa. It's the woman who knows about everything. And she knows how to speak with the wind, with the trees. And so for me, it was always fascinated, the mystery of her life. Like she was dealing, whatever she was touching, becoming to be in the great qualities. So she was healing people by touching. She was healing the animals by touching. It was really one of my heroes.
And I wish you a lot of good work, because I know that you have a center in Malta. It's called Anka Cafe, no? Anka.
Yes, and Green Clinic. So it's a clinic of natural therapy. And Anka Cafe is the first in Malta raw vegetarian and vegan cafeteria.
Lydia, thank you very much for all the work you're doing.
Thank you very much, Margaret.
Thank you very much,
Dr.
Lydia. Yeah. Thank you. Wissa xera li nisimaw il-ħrafa u mil-ktieb tal-kittieba Doris Vella Camilleri, tajjeb il-ħażin u l-Mirakolus, se nisimaw din il-verżjoni Maltija ta' waħda mill-ħrejef Russi dwar Vasilisa. Maħbuba binti Vasilisa, ejja waqgħod fis-sodda ħdejja xi ma baqgħliex wisħajja. Tagħni nixma jekk jogħġbok, tagħni nix waħdi għax m'għandil ħadd min jew ħsiebi. Hemm issirek, għalkemm huwa dejjem imur fuq vjaġġi twal, stal-missirijiet meta jkunu għadhom żgħar jerġgħu jiżżewġu. Tinkwetax li se nħallik. Għax se nħallilek rigal li jservik tajnuna fl-awġ kollu tista' tiltaqa' miegħu fil-ħajja. X'rigalu dan ma? Jgħadin il-puppa ta' tgeddis. Taf li ma qed ngħidlek? Dik magħmula bdidejn minn tiben u biċċiet ta' ċraret. Dan ukoll ma nista' nħallilek. Oh sieba, sqija l-ħalib u tmaħħa l-ħobs u iftaħ qalbek magħha meta tkun imdejqa. Tkun lek tajnuna kulħin u kull mument. Għaliex nisqija l-ħalib ma? Il-ħalib huwa l-ewwel nutriment li tarbija għandha bżonn. Imma huwa wkoll nutriment tar-ruħ. Hawni, ħares leha. U qis li ma turid il-pupa lil ħadd kemm iddum ħajja. Issa ddieħu tfajla sabiħa tiegħi. Kull barka tiegħi tinsab dik il-pupa. Il-missier għamel f'qalbu għal xi żmien, imma wara ftit reġa' żewweġ. U kellu jmur il-bogħod biex jaqla l-għajxien għal kulħadd. U għalhekk ħaseb li Vasilisa għandu jkollha omm oħra u żewġ hu ta' bniet ta' rispett biex iżommula kumpanija meta hu jkun il-bogħod mid-dar. Id-dar ta' Vasilisa kienet fit-tarf ta' Foresta Folta. L-omm ta' rispett qalet lit-tfal: "Ix-xitwa magħna, inti l-kbira għandek lest il-bitzilla l-biss tiegħek tal-festa u x-xogħol tiegħek ieħor, Aziza binti, fustanija, u li tinnitja peduni għal meta tiġi l-kesħa tax-xitwa. U għalik, Vasilisa, hemm xogħol ieħor li ddawar is-suf. Vasilisa, inti għandek tiżgura li l-ħadba tibqa' dejjem taħraq u mhix hawnla, għax wara kollox bid-dawl tagħha tistgħu taħdmu. Fix-xitwa malar jidlam u għalhekk ikollkom taħdmu fit-tard biex tispiċċaw ix-xogħol tagħkom fil-ħin, jien se ninġabar sejra norqod ara ma ddejqunix bil-ħafna tpaċ-pitx tagħkom waqt jiena rieqda. Il-kem kienet marret fis-sodda biex torqot l-om ta' rispett, meta t-tlieta bdew jitlewmu bejnietom li n-nar kienet imajna preċiżament meta barra kien hemm tempesta li ma bħala. Iż-żewġ tagħhom l-kbar bdew waħlu Vassilissa li ma kienx ħadd jaħseb in-nar. Imislilek, Vassilissa, inti għandek tmur, is-sissa malajr u ġib id-dawl.
Attenta li Baba Jaga ma tibilakx.
Mbuttawha barra mid-dar minkejja li ridet tibqa' ġewwa. Is-swidija tal-lejla nqita' pal xal f'dik il-foresta folta u r-rieħ kompla jimbuttal quddiem. Kienet imbeżżal l-aħħar u ħarġet il-pupa minn buta.
U pupa ħelwa tiegħi ċkejkna,
bdiet tolfoq.
Batuni għad Baba Jaga għad-dawl, hija tibla lin-nies se nagħmel.
Ti konfondix, wieġbet il-pupa. Kollox se jispiċċaw biex il-ġid, sekemm hawn jien miegħek ma jistax jiġilek Deni. Inbilt ħafna mommok meta hi kienet ħajja u kont tobba ħafna. Issa għandek l-imħabba tagħha ġewwa fik.
Daqqa waħda fil-bogħod tara raġel jiggaloppja fuq żiemel. Kien liebes l-abjad. Is-żiemel ukoll kien abjad waqt li l-arnes tiegħu kien ileqq kulur il-fidda fid-dlam tal-foresta.
Hija mxieta jiena pass wara lieħor u kemm il-darba ħabtet saqajja ma' xi erq jew zokk fl-art.
F'daqqa waħda Vassilissa qalet b'vuċi għolja.
Ara daqsxejn, pupa ċkejkna tiegħi, kavalli rieħor aħmar dit-darba.
Dak il-ħin ix-xemx telat u bħal bewsa neħitilha nidam fuq xara u jibdiet tħoss is-sħana tagħha. Fil-għaxija waslet din maż-ġar żgħir li fih kien hemm qarix magħmul minn għadam tal-bnedmin. Iċ-ċint kien magħmul minn kranji ta' bnedmin, ix-xadba minn saqajn umani u l-firrolli minn idejn ta' bnedmin. Waqt li biex issakkar kien hemm serratura ta' xedaq uman bis-snin jaqtaw. Vassilissa waqfet sobtu, qabdet il-pupa tagħha u ma kienet se tħallija minn idea.
X'ħaġa tal-biżajdin, pupa tiegħi, dawk il-krani rjus tal-bnedmin.
Tibża xejn minn dan, issa ħara irnexxiela, issir intelligenti bħall-bnedmin, għandha l-intellett ta' raġel u l-intuizzjoni ta' mara. Hemm il-qofol tal-poter tagħha.
F'daqqa waħda der kavallier, liebes kollu l-iswed, kien rikeb debba sewda jiggaloppja sad-dar u sparixxa f'kemmil li ngħidlek. Imbagħad waqgħa l-lejl l-għajnejn tal-krani xxelu kull imkien palli kieku kien qishom il-jum. Vassilissa ridet titlaq tiġri minn hemm imma saqajja kienu qishom imsamrin mal-art. F'daqqa waħda l-art tredet u deret Baba Jaga it-tir qiesha fuq murtal ix-xejr il-lida palli kieku kienet frosta. Kellha xkupa li biha kien set l-arja.
Taret lejn ix-xadba. Xammet l-arja u qalet:
Et inxom laħam rossu! Min hemm?
Vassilissa resqet lejn Baba Jaga, inkinat quddiemha u qalet b'vuċi l-iktar umli:
Nanna hawn jien, Vassilissa, batuni ħuti ta' rispett biex nitolbok id-dawl.
Allura indin il-persuna li hawnhux hekk! L-om tiegħek tar-rispett tiġi minni, hija oħtom tar-rispett ta' hija jew insomma xi ħaġa simili. Int middejra aktar edukata minn dawk iż-żewġ kutek l-oħra, u kemm irnexxielek issib id-dar tiegħi tfajla għajdli.
Bil-barka t'ommi li tatni għajnuna kbira, Nanna.
Għallik mill-barka t'ommok. Għalkemm ikolli nammetti li għandek kuraġġ kbir li ġejtaw, imma saħalina minn dan. Ejja għaddi ġewwa. Jekk tgħaddi xi żmien taħdem għalija mbagħad naraw x'nistgħu nagħmlu.
Għajtet kemm felħed b'vuċi għolja kemm setgħet.
Jinfetħu l-lukketti! Tinfetaħ beraħ ix-xadba!
Ix-xadba nfetħet beraħ. Baba Jaga daħlet u Vassilissa marret warajha. Dejn ix-xadba kien hemm siġra tal-ġummar. Il-frijaj tas-siġra qed isawtuni, tittajjad Vassilissa.
Siġra tmissiex!
Ordnat Baba Jaga.
Dejjen ġibtaw!
Et tara, binti, kemmu diffiċli toħroġ minn hawn la darba tkun tħaltaw ġew, ix-xadba tinfetaħ biss meta nikkmanda jien.
Fejn iż-żeftura tiegħi? Biex bina kolor iswed. Jien mejta bil-ġoħ. Seftura, fitte ġibli l-borma tal-borx u l-10 buqari ħalib. U la tinsiex in-nofs baqra.
Zaw xtortis ħax, u kifet nasbu flikeli għanatu l-dittiflam ġewħa bitxak bira minn dik il-ħobza. Għanda s-servija u timlija.
Irrid nitolbok tajli minn huma dak it-tliet kavalleri li rajt għaddejjin jiggaloppjaw kemm jifilħu.
Baba Jaga ma kienx se tispjega lil din in-naqra tat-tfajla kif dawk il-kavalleri kienu s-sors tal-poter tagħha, kif il-kavallir l-abjad kien jagħtiha s-saħħa wara r-raqda, il-kavallir l-aħmar kien jagħtiha s-saħħa biex tmur it-tir fil-beraħ tas-sema, u għalhekk spjegat it-tliet apparizzjonijiet bħalma wieħed jispjega lil min moħħu ma jtiehx.
U dawk l-abjad ma kajjemni fil-għodu. L-aħmar jiex għandar li meta titla' x-xemx. U l-iswed jafżani meta jkun ġej il-lejl. Inti taħseb li inti l-issa biex tuħud dawl lura d-dar. Is-seftura tiegħi ta' ġbina iswed se tagħtik xkupa biex tiknes il-bitħa.
Tiknes il-bitħa? Imma nanna Baba Jaga.
Ejva, tiknes il-bitħa, dak li trid, mhux xejer speċjali. Inġejt it-tallab id-dawl u kellek il-kuraġġ ta' salsawl. Dak l-ewwel pass tiegħek li tiknes il-bitħa huwa pass ieħor. Pass ta' importanza kbira fil-ħajja ta' dak li jkun qabel ma' wieħed isir mitla tal-għalfien ta' kif wieħed jikseb it-talim, kif jiddobba n-nar u kif iżommu milli jintefa. Inti kollok qalb ta' qalbi tiknes minn moħħok dak kollu li hu superfiċjali u li taqqallek ħajtek, imma fl-istess ħin trid titgħallem kif tuħsib li kollox ikun b'ċerta ordni. Għaliex mingħajr dak in-nar li qed titlob l-ideat tiegħek, ix-xewqat tiegħek u l-aspirazzjonijiet tiegħek jibqgħu fl-istat immatur li nsabu fih issa bla qatt jitwettqu. Il-mara għandha parti oħra minnha li tittiġi kkultivata. U issa Vasilisa, aqbad din l-iskola mill-liċċ u naqqiha żerrija żerrija waħda waħda. Is li tnaqqi l-biċċiet suwed għalihom għax inkella nieklok.
U bis-saħħa tal-pupa, Vasilisa irnexxiela tagħmel il-faċendi kollha li qabdita tagħmel. Is-saħħara? Imbagħad is-saħħara daret li nis-seftura ta' ġbina iswed u qaltilha.
Qabbad il-fulklar, poġġi fuq dak il-gardarun kbir bl-ilma jali fih, biex il-lestu kollox ħalli nagħmlu s-soppa tobrom il-mustaċċi. Tallaħam! Ma dak kuman! Jien se ninġabar! Meta nqum fil-għodu, qis li kollox ikun jali.
Faxsi lissa marret wara l-fulklar u semat lill-baba Jaga tajt lis-seftura.
Jien lill-Faxsi lissa, x'inhi xwieha!
Seftura ta' ġbina iswed, jekk jogħġbok għenni. Baba Jaga se ssajjarni bħala ħam tal-muntun. Meta tqabbad in-nar tista' titfa' ħafna ilma fuq il-fulklar biex l-ilma jdum ma jali. Kienet is-seftura fil-fatt li għenet lill-Vasilisa biex taħrab? Meta Baba Jaga qamet, indunat li Vasilisa kienet ħarbet. Sadan it-tant, Vasilisa kienet għaddejja mill-foresta mudlama, meta kavallir liebes l-iswet ġi galoppja u malar sar dlam ċappa kull fej tħares. Kif seta' tkompli fi triqita mingħajr dawl? U omma tar-rispett x'kienet se tgħidilha meta tasal? Żgur li titfaħħa barra mid-dar, ħarġet il-pupa ċkejkna tat-tiben f'sita ma' qalba u kif kienet hekk il-pupa f'sef sitilha. Hu waħda minn dawk il-kranji minn fuq iċ-ċint. Vasilisa għamlet il-kuraġġ u qabdet kranju poġġietu fuq stikka u dawk l-għajnejn leqgħu għamlu dawl daqs qisu kien matul il-jum. Vasilisa bdiet tiġri lid-dar u rat li fid-dar ma kienx hemm dawl. Omma ta' rispett uħuta ħarġu jiġru u bdew jajru għaj ċanfruha. Għax dom daqshekk biex iġibilna ftit dawl, saqsewha. Ilna nippruvaw inqabdu n-nar kemm il-darba u kollox għal xej. U wara ftit l-om ta' rispett qalet: Dak id-dawl tantu qawwi li qed jaħraq li għajnejja, neħeh minn hawn Vasilisa, ħudu x'imkien ieħor. Intom insejtu iżidu d-żejt fil-fjakli tagħkom.
U issa intom tistennew li jinsena ddiħajti naħdem u najġ dan las, dill-apatija, maġ baqa ħajja f'din id-dar, lebda nutriment tar-ruħ.
U għawn sejkolna intemmu din inħrafa minħabba il-ħin, iżda ngħidilkom biss li Vasilissa tmurtajx ma' mara anzjana u bis-saħħa tal-insiġ tagħha tiltaqa' mal-prinċep tiż-żewġu u tieħu magħha fil-palazz lill-mara anzjana u lill-missiera. Nittama li l-programm tal-lum oġobkom u fil-programm li jmiss se nsemmalkom il-verżjoni Taljana ta' 17-il seklu ta' Sleeping Beauty blisem ta' San Moon Antalya li insertat verżjoni kemmxejn spinta fejn din Sleeping Beauty tiġi abbużata. Nisimgħu wkoll il-Professur Valentino Baldi jirrakkonta dwar il-ħrejjef Taljani tal-bidu. Jiena Magda Ġus, inselmilkom.